Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
So did you get to the park? Have you seen Pericles, Prince of Tyre?
I did get to the park two times. First time was rained out before the second half. This time I got to see the whole show, and I'm glad I did.
And it's mostly by Shakespeare. With a collaborator. And it is a crazy voyage of this guy, Pericles, who just can't get a lucky break. Lots of adventure and misadventure before he's finally reunited with his wife and daughter in a compact 2 hours. You're out of the park before it's even quite dark. It's a perfect theatrical experience.
So it has it all. Storms at sea, which I thought were really well reenacted on stage. Pirates, not so well reenacted. At least they didn't have eye patches, which I kind of missed.
You missed.
And the fabulous Tom Mekar with a group of troubadours sort of connecting the whole play with his wonderful songs.
Well, because of the emphasis on how everyone's suffering through the play as they work through these adventures, the director felt he could set it in Dust Bowl America. So it has this 1930s vibe, and Tom Mekar providing the music. And the narration is embedded in the music, so you can follow along and listen to the songs and know where you are and what's happening next. And that's delightful. The music is delightful.
And I must admit, even though it was such a confusing thing going on stage, towards the end, when the daughter, Marina, kind of begins to realize that this man, Pericles, might be her long-lost father, and he dimly realizes that's true, I got choked up. I mean, it was pretty powerful. So,
The other scene of Shakespeare that really, really has an emotional impact on you is when Lord Capulet threatens to kill Juliet if she won't marry the County Paris. I'm pleased that this reconciliation of father and daughter also moves you.
There are some unusual father-daughter scenes in Shakespeare. I'm thinking of Lear, for example. But But this was rather sweet at the end. And you're right, a two-hour picnic, that's the best thing. Where else are you going to go and have a picnic with like-minded people in a safe, friendly environment and be entertained? It's a great night out.
It is a nice out. Shakespeare in Delaware Park is continuing a bit longer, but don't wait too long because Pericles will be out and The Taming of the Shrew is coming up next. And not so much happening around town, but if we cross the border into beautiful Ontario, remember, at the doorstep of BTPM NPR, we're not Buffalo Toronto for nothing. We have the Shaw Festival and the Stratford Festival.
We do. And while they're tearing down the old Royal George, which was never built to last more than a few years, we're back at the courthouse for a Sleuth, Jeeves and Worcester in Perfect Nonsense, as it always is. And I can't wait for a new work in progress.
And these things are already up. Jeeves and Worcester, One for the Pot, Sleuth. Funny Girl, though, please wait to see Funny Girl. Reserve your spot to see it with me on September the 10th with the BTPM Travel Club. You have to reserve by July the 8th. So just a little nudge, don't wait. But Funny Girl, oh, I suppose you could see it once, see it twice. One from the Pot, which I saw years ago with Heath Lambert's Up and Running, Wind in the Willows, and Heartbreak House. Not this weekend, but it does resume next week. It started on the 20th, but Bernard Shaw's Heartbreak House, the big Shaw offering this summer. It's a delightful roster of shows. And Stratford, a little further down the road, but just so playful. They're doing Something Rotten, the musical.
Oh.
About Shakespeare. But also, you can already see The Tempest. You can already see Othello. And then sweetening the offerings with Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, a stage interpretation of The Hobbit, Guys and Dolls, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. Just such riches, you know. I've shown up in Stratford or in Shaw in my time, just with no specific plan, and gone to the box office and said, what have you got? For me, sometimes the quality is so high that the play is immaterial.
Well, I think what's worth dwelling on for a moment, one of the reasons the quality at both of these is so high is the oodles and oodles of rehearsal time that they lavish on every production. And then after the rehearsals, then of course they have preview night after preview night. And finally, when opening night comes around, they've got it pretty well locked down.
Plus the advantage of some of the finest actors in the English-speaking world. It is a treat to be there. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.